Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, Gator, we open with very disturbing news. And apparently Heather had this morning in one of her news updates. And I have not gotten your response to this. But did you hear about the Harvard Public Health report?
No.
A Harvard scientist claiming that for our health, we should not consume more than 6 French fries in any one serving.
What?
6.
Does it matter on the size of the fry, like a McDonald's fry versus, say,
a steak
fry? Do steak fries count?
The big giant waffle fry?
Right.
I'm sure it does.
There's like a sliding scale. McDonald's fry, waffle fry, steak fry, chicken fry, whatever.
One. Now, the funny thing is I'm surprised that any health official doing any study of French fries says you should have any, but they're allowing us 6. So, of course, the obvious question is, who will comply? And I don't mean consumers.
I mean,
where when I walk in and get an order of fries, will it come with 6 French fries?
Or is there a warning label they slap on the carton there and it says, warning, consuming more than 6 French fries in one sitting is frowned upon by the Harvard
Well, but then
by a recent
Harvard
study.
You know, servings per container, 30.
Right.
Right? When you buy a large fry,
6.
It's supposed to feed, you know, 10 people.
You ever gone to Five Guys Burgers? I know you don't eat burgers, but.
Yes, I have gone.
Okay, but you gone for your kids, whatever.
I've taken my kids, yes.
Do you know how many fries they give you when you get fries?
Don't they like just put them in a bag?
They make a whole giant batch, right?
Yeah.
Then they take the cup, they scoop it up with the cup, set that in there, whatever's left over, they put those in a bag too. It's like it's like 4 orders of fries.
Yeah, it is.
And it's fantastic.
Well, but what it is it's enough fries apparently that is healthy for 30 people to consume.
There you go.
6 fries. 6. Now, last night. We had a really busy night, so we were picking up, you know, between kids and games and practices and et cetera, et cetera. So we're like, we got to pick up dinner. So my wife, my daughter, and I were together. We went out and grabbed something real quick. And then on the drive home, we picked up some stuff for the boys. And we were waiting for my daughter said, can I have some fries? I said, sure. We got our order of fries. So we're driving home, and I start picking at the fries. And they were waffle fries. And I think I had less than 6.
Okay.
And I was like, I was cool. It was good. It was fine. I didn't need the whole bag. And as I have gotten older, and look, I know everybody makes fun of me, health conscious, they eat, you know, kale, ha, ha, ha. But I do go smaller portion sizes of the stuff I know is not good for me. I still eat it. I just don't eat as much.
Does your back hurt while you pat yourself on the back?
No, I'm not patting myself on the back. I am wondering if I can comply. I'm not sure I can comply with the 6 fry rule, though. The 6 fries is not a lot of fries. And did I have less than 6? Yes, but they were the big waffle fries. They were not a regular skinny old French fry. So I'm not sure, man. I'm not sure that anybody... How many Americans react to this news? What percentage of Americans react to this news?
Well, I would imagine that over 90% of Americans are like, what? 6? Please. 6? Well, then you're going to have to, when's the counter coming with what you decide to fry the French fries in? What kind of oil you're using? Do you change that up? And are there other methods that people will use so it's no longer?
I feel like this is one of the most useless reports ever, because if someone is really, truly health conscious, they're probably not ordering French fries in the first place.
More than likely. Because where do you get French fries, Doug?
You get them from fast food joints.
Okay, and health-conscious people don't typically go to fast food places, although the fast food chains are coming up with more healthy options.
Yep.
But if you're going to go with the healthy option, you're probably not going to double down on that healthy option with a large order
with
of fries.
With the fries, yeah. 248-539-9797.
Yes. I'd like the kale and mandarin orange salad, and can you supersize that, please?
With a side of quinoa, and give me the six fries.
Yes. Oh, I'll splurge. I'll have the six fries.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.